Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kevin Weezer, and he is the manager of Brown Shoe Fit Company in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, LaVon.
We're going to talk about the young professionals of Atlantic. I think you fit that bill, Kevin. What's the definition of a young professional?
Well, young professionals is anybody from the ages of 21 to 40 who just has good standing, character, and business-minded in the community.
Okay, do you have to be a manager or own a company, or is there anything like that that's a requirement?
Absolutely not. I mean, just the only requirements that we do have is the ages of 21 to 40.
Okay.
Other than that, I mean, you can be a business owner, you can be an employee, you can be a stay-at-home mom.
All right.
And just as long as you have good standing in the community.
All right. So it's been around for a while, but all of a sudden I hear more about young professionals. Why do you think that is?
Well, it was recently asked to take the organization and set up an executive committee. So there were seven young professionals that were more active in the organization already, and we were asked to set up as an executive committee and come up with some ideas and brainstorm what we could do to really get a little bit more community minded and really make an impact for the community. And that's what we're working on doing now.
And I guess we could mention that this basically was started by the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, and you've had some help from board members.
Yeah, the board is who really stepped up and said, let's make the young professionals of Atlantic mean something. So when you hear the name, you don't think it's just a social organization, that we actually are a little bit more civic minded and community minded. And that was a really strong push for the board of directors and the chamber director to really make it mean something.
Mm-hmm. Now you have several committees, as I understand, that are kind of making some plans. What are those committees?
Yeah, at this point we have three different committees set up. We set up a social committee, we set up a civic committee, and we set up a professional development committee. Each one of those committees has a different chairperson, and it's kind of their job to come up with some ideas and things like that fit their strategic plan. And right now, for example, with the civic committee, we have a mentoring program with the YMCA that we're getting together with some kids in the community that, maybe don't want to spend all day studying. They have some tutoring programs set up, but we're going to get out and play with them and just hang out and have a good time. And it's been really successful. We've had several events already, and that's been great. So Tom Wilkins is in charge of our professional development committee, and actually on the 22nd of May, we're having a lunch and learn, and the mayor and the county board of supervisors is going to be there, and we're going to have nice round table discussions and just get a little more familiar with what's going on in the community.
Do you have regular meetings? You mentioned this lunch and learn is professional development, but do you have meetings on a regular basis?
We do at least once a month. We have social events, and that's what the social committee is in charge of. And we do different things, especially with the weather warming up. We'll start going out to Sunnyside Park and grilling out and playing some disc golf and just hanging out and networking with each other. Not talking about anything specific, just having fun. And that's what that social committee is really in charge of, is having fun with it. So that when we do some of the civic things and things like that, it's a little bit more business oriented, but the social committee is more casual.
But you need that time. It seems to me that it's often difficult for a new person coming into the community who maybe doesn't have children in school or who doesn't have some of those kind of ties. All you have is your business and going, well, how do I meet other people?
I know that firsthand. I just moved into the area about a year and a half ago, and to network with other people and people your age and people that you share the same values and things like that with is really important. So, I mean, for us to have a broad range of people in the organization and members in the organization is really nice, because you can come in and you're going to meet somebody that you can connect with and have a good time with. So it's a great organization, if for no other reason, to network yourself socially and your business or whatever you want to get out of it. You'll definitely be able to.
Mm-hmm. Now, just recently, I noticed that you had nominated people for awards, the young professionals, and that got quite a lot of publicity. And just seeing the names of all those who received awards, I think should make community more aware of what's going on.
Yeah, it was actually a really cool thing. It was our inaugural event, if you will. It was a dessert gala that we wanted to recognize some of the young professionals in the community that are doing good things and working hard and whatnot. So we had 10 or 12 different categories that we had asked for nominations, and then we had a committee that selected a winner out of the nominations, and we recognized them out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. In several, like I said, in several different categories, health and beauty, agriculture, blue collar, retail sales. There were a lot of different ones. And I think it was great for the community to know kind of who some of the young professionals coming up in the community are, because that's the future of Atlantic.
That's what I was thinking as I was coming to see you, Kevin, these are the leaders that need to be recognized and be given opportunity. Now, you mentioned there's a civic committee, and just recently, I think this was in the civic committee, there were a group of you who gave all your energy to planting and cleaning out the downtown median.
Yeah, we did. You know, through the downtown beautification project, we all got together, and we actually kind of made that a social event where we got together and we planted that median. If they needed any help planting any other corners in the downtown, we took our hands and our volunteer and helped out. But then we had a grill out down at the depot. We wanted to do it in the park, but it was a little chilly, so we did it down at the depot. And then we used that as a social event for us, and a lot of people showed up down there, not only young professionals but also the chamber board members, and we just had a good time then. And relaxed, and you know, after a little planting.
Yeah, it's a little work and a little fun that all goes together well. What are some other opportunities, some other events that you have planned coming up?
Well, I mean, we are always brainstorming different ideas, and depending on, you know, our membership is dependent on what kind of projects that we can tackle. But through the mentorship program with the YMCA, and the Young Professionals of Atlantic, we would like to eventually set up a sports locker for less fortunate kids and be able to take in donations of gloves and, you know, soccer equipment, you know, just anything that somebody that maybe wants to play sports that can't, we could be an outlet for them to try and get them off their feet and things like that. So that's one that we would like to get into the works sooner than later. Same thing with professional development. We have some really great ideas for some lunch and learns coming up and just the community awareness there. So,
very good. Well, it sounds, you know, pretty exciting, Kevin, to be able to get together and do all of these different kinds of things. Just a bit about you. Where did you start with all of your work in terms of managing and especially with Brown Shoe Fit?
Well, with Brown Shoe Fit, I've moved around quite a bit, and I think that's why I've taken such an appreciation for Atlantic, just because I started in Norfolk, Nebraska, and I moved to Hutchinson, Kansas. I went to College Station, Texas, and I went to Pampa, Texas, and then I came here, and that was all within 5 years of each other. So, you know, I've been in a lot of different communities, and I've enjoyed those communities, but none of them were like Atlantic. None of them were as strong and as community-minded as what Atlantic is, and that just... That's why I really wanted to, when I got asked to help take on this project, I really thought, yeah, absolutely, this needs to be done, because people need to understand how important Atlantic is and how great the community is and how many people really do give back to the community in whatever way that they possibly can. Doesn't always have to be monetary donations. They can volunteer their time. They can, you know, get involved in an organization like this and volunteer themselves to keep the community as strong as it is. So that's been huge.
Those are good words from somebody who's still relatively new in the community. And I hope people listening kind of take heart and say, hey, yeah, maybe I should step up and do something, you know?
Well,
because as you said, everybody's important.
And, you know, that's kind of our mission statement with the Young Professionals of Atlantic is to help retain young professionals, because again, it is the future of Atlantic, and without young professionals, you know, there's not a great future. So, you know, to give a young professional an outlet to enjoy themselves and to have fun, but in the same, you know, and want to root themselves in Atlantic a little bit, because I know that's what's happened to me. You know, I definitely have said, I am ready to root myself a little bit, and Atlantic is the place to do it. So we really want to give young professionals an outlet and an area and a place for them to be able to have some longevity.
All right. Very good. We want to thank you very much, Kevin Weezer, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. It's better to be on the lower rung of a ladder you want to be on than to be midway up a ladder you don't.